We're going to speak about last week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, and Chanukah. We know the Parsha's Miketz is one of the few Parshas in the Mesorah. Always it tells you how many psukim there are in the Parasha. Parsha's Miketz is an exception, because besides telling the psukim, the Mesorah tells you how many words there are in the Parasha. There are 2,025 words. And that's very unique to Parshat Miketz. You don't usually have that. So the Gro has the famous two answers. One of the answers, he says, you know why? Because Parshat Miketz has to do with Chanukah. Chanukah, we know they are min adin, there are eight candles, right? To add the candles, it's only mehadri, mehadri, min mehadri, so the eight candles. Candle is begimatria 250 ner. Ner times eight is 2,000. 25, which is chofei of chofei Kislev. That's why it's 2,025. So the Mesorah wanted to tell you that there is an inherent kasher and relationship between the Parsha and Chanukah. Okay, so that's why 2025, eight candles times 250, 2025, Chofei Chanukah. Looks like a Chassidi Shavuot from the Gro, and that doesn't make sense. What's a pshat in the Gro? Question number one. Question number two is the following. Stating Gemara, the Gemara of Samech in Broches, is Yadua that when Yosef was born, it says in the Pasuk that V'achar kach nol dabat v'tikret shma Dina. Leah had a daughter and she called her Dina. Chazal said that the name v'tikret shma Dina, that she was Dan Din Latzma. The reason why she called her Dina is because she made a Din to herself. Because she was really pregnant with Yosef. Really, she had a boy to be born. And she said, listen, it's not right. I'm going to have a boy and my daughter, my sister, is going to have a girl. So she'll have only one son, which is even less than the maidservants. Is not right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched it, okay? Now, the Gemara asks, how can we switch, how can you do this? This is after the Chazal say, the Gemara Mishnah says that if you daven that your daughter, that your wife is pregnant, that should be a boy or a girl, it's a tefillah shav, because it's too late. The Gemara says, Ma'ase Nisim Shani, he is a Ma'ase Nisim. The Gemara says a lot of terrors afterwards. Now, the question is like this, how did she change? How did she switch? It was a boy. She was pregnant, and he switched to a girl, to Dina. So the posh pshat, you understand that it was a boy. She was probably done, and Rachel was pregnant with a girl, probably Yosefa, and God changed the gender, right? By the way, this is a famous shaila that I had from one of my students at Penn. Does the neshama have a gender? In other words, the neshama comes to the world, the body, she has a gender. Is there a gender in the neshama? Can the neshama come in a goof of a boy or a girl? It's Yadua, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that even though there's aloha, that you cannot go to a cemetery with the tzitzit out because of legal arash, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyarah, but what happens if you go to a kever of a cotton? A cotton is not having mitzvahs anyway, so there's no legal arash. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, says that even though it's a cotton when he died, perhaps in a previous life it was a godel. So that's why there is a Lo'eg Larash. But the Mishnah Berurah he doesn't quote the second part of the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba talks, what happens if somebody goes to a cavern, to a burial of a woman? Can he wear the tzitzis out? And the Eliyahu Rabba says no, because perhaps in the previous Gilgul, he was a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So you see, a Neshama can be a Zohar and a Nekeva. The question is why there's a lot of it to be said. So you could say the posh pshat is Yosef was supposed to be a girl and Dino was supposed to be a boy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the genders. Listen, from the Parsha is Ktat Mashma this way, right? Because Yosef has this tchunas of a feminine, right? He's Misalsel Besaroi, Chazal say, the Pasuk says, if it tov, if fermare, we know that the Eshes Potiphar, the really one who wanted to be with him, Chazal says, Eshes Potiphera was the husband of Potiphar, wanted to be, Potiphar, meaning he's not Eshes Potiphar, Potiphar himself wanted to be, to have relations with Yosef. So perhaps, and Dina was a Yitzanit, meaning she would go out by the middle of a Zohar. So it could be that they have these traits left. So the question is, number one, if that is the case, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because you realize something interesting. You are not allowed to ask to change a gender. But here was a Ma'aseh Nis. But can you ask for a Ma'aseh Nisim? If somebody is pregnant and the guy really wants a boy, can you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make a Nis to change? Posh Pshat, no. So how did Leah daven for a Nis? The Posh Pshat is because if you look at the Gemara, she was Dan Din Latzma. She looked at it, she said, this is not right. And the fact that I should have a boy is not right. Now, did she daven or not? The Gemara is not even mashma that she davened. Not so mucha, but Rashi says, befirush l'chumash, that she davened. But only because it wasn't right. Because he realized that it wasn't right, that's why she changed the gender. And the big question is, why did Hashem do such a thing? Why does he do something that's not right, that you need Leah to daven to change it? Question number one, why was Yosef supposed to be a feminine, to be a Nikeva? Question number one. Now, the famous Marsho asks like this. So you tell me that Dina was a Zohar, was a male in the beginning? That's very hard. Because the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, the Gemara Nida, that Ish Mazriya Tchila, no led as Nikeva. If the Ish is Mazriya Tchila, is Nikeva, what's the Raya? Ves Dina Bitoy. Because it says Dina was the daughter of Yaakov, not of Leah. One second. Dina was supposed to be a boy, not a girl. So Frank the Marshal, what's the right of the Gemara, the Ish Mazriya Tchila, Yoled as Nekeva, from Vatele des Dina, Dina was a Zohar. So he quotes the Panech Raza, but the truth is that Yoinas Ben Uziel. Yoinas Ben Uziel says the pshat of the change of the genders is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the babies. Meaning, the idea was that Leah was pregnant with Yosef, and Rachel was pregnant with Dina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change the gender, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched them. Vishalfu ubaraya duboris, meaning the fetuses were changed. So therefore, Dina was really Bita Shel Yaakov Avinu. That's why it's Dina Bitoy. Because Dina was supposed to be always a feminine, but she was supposed to be born by Rochel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the mothers. By the way, here they bring a right for surrogate motherhood. In a surrogate mother, from the Agadot of the Gemara, you have a raya, right? Because if the surrogate mother, if the egg belongs to A and B gives birth, who is the real mother? The one that gives birth? Because Dina was really Rochel's daughter, right? But she becomes the daughter of Leah because God switched them. But still she's called, the Pasuk says, Ve'ele b'nei Leah, ve'ele b'nei Rochel. So here they bring a raya that you see that's totally the one that gives birth. By the way, the Meshech Chochma says in this parsha, in last week's parsha, Yehuda said on Yosef, Ki achinu besareinu hu. He's our brother and our flesh. Why does he repeat? He says because what Yehuda wanted to say, that Yosef is really achinu, he's our brother from the father. But you know that the mother is the one who gives the flesh. The Gemara Nida said that she gives the flesh, she gives the blood. So she say, he says that Yosef is Besareinu, he's also our flesh. Why? Because his DNA is from Leah. He was born from Rochel, but he's not Rochel's son, he's Leah. Ki acheinu besareinu, he says, don't hurt him. He's both our brother from the father, but he's our brother from the mother. Because he's really Leah's son that Rochel gave birth to. So that's why. So, by the way, that's how the Chidosh says. The Chidosh says that anybody who's afraid of Ein Hara, he should say, I'm a son of Yosef. Anna Bizarad Yosef Katena. So the Chidosh asks the Kasha, how do you know that, or the Shoinim already asks the Kasha, how do you know that Bizarad Yosef, maybe you are from the other Shvatim? Says, you know what's unique about Yosef? Because Yosef, according to Yonasim Museum, is the only one who is basically a Chulent. He is Leah's son. He was born by Rochel. So everybody can say, Anna Mizarati Yosef Katena, because I'm related to Yosef, because Yosef is both from Leah and from Rochel. That's why it works out. That's why Anna Mizarati Yosef Katena, that's what Chidosh says.
He's not a Zara. It doesn't make him
Zara. Doesn't make Zara. He says Zara means Mishpocha, the Kroive Hazara. That's what he says. Right, but the key is mitzad the aim also, because the question is, what's unique about Yosef? Everybody else. So Anna Mizara, the Yehuda, Anna Mizara, and the Gemara, the Gemara Megillah. And the Gemara says, Beferush, Yehuda. The Gemara asks by what you call Yehudi Yemini, by the Gemara Megillah, by Mordechai. The Gemara is a Shaila. How can you say Yehudi? You're not from Yehuda. The Gemara says, call Koif Babil Zornikar Yehudi. So you see, can't call yourself because you're brother. Okay, that's Chido, your niche. But the question is unbelievable. Why is Yosef? So Yosef is unbelievable. Either he was a female that became a male, or the pshat is that he was the son of Leah that was born by Rochel. Favos. What? And Dona Din Latzma, you can't daven usually, but here she says this is wrong. and she changed it. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in such a way? That's something that doesn't make lechora sense. Why is that the case? Question number one.
Yosef looked like Yaakov and Rachel.
And Noah has to look like Leah because he was Leah's son. Yeah, but he looked like Yosef, Yaakov. If he looked like Yaakov, and now he looked like Leah.
But he was the beauty of Rachel.
He was, and that's interesting because Rachel gave her the birth. How is that possible? Yeah. That's a good question. So that's question number one. What? Yeah, but they are Learakos. Okay, that's a question one. But that's a bombshell, unbelievable question. Why is that such a thing in Chazal? Second question is the following. We know when they got married, when Yaakov Avinu gets married to Leah, he found out that's Leah. So he wanted to get married to Rachel. So Lavan tells him, wait this week. Rashi says this week. So what's the pshat this week? So Yerushalmi learns, wait for Sheva Brochas. Ah, Frank the Ramban, Sheva Brochas is the Rabban, and Lavan is telling Sheva Brochas. He says, maybe there was a minhag at that time to do Sheva Brochas. But it's interesting. The Rambam paskins la'alocha that you're allowed to marry two women together. Only the Sheva Brochas have to be separate. Right? In other words, you could marry two women at the same time and have Sheva Brochas. So the Makne asks in Kiddushin, one second, if you learn from Leah and Rochel, they didn't have the Kiddushin together. They had this Kiddushin, the Pasuk says, Maleh Shvua Zois, that you have to wait. So how the Rambam knows that you say? So the Makne, the Kerenoir, everybody says, Al Korcha, the Rosham is learning that what drives, because I always thought that the Lovat didn't know the Lochas. The fourth is that he said they are very different. I have to make the Sheva Brochas separate. Doesn't make sense. The Simcha from Leah and the Simcha from Rachel are different. So it has nothing to do with the Kiddushin. It has to do with the Simcha. It's a very different Simcha. And the question is, why are they so different? That even Lavan understood that Leah and Rachel, he can't make the Sheva Brochas zusammen. Why not? How do you know that? And just to finalize, there is a famous Gro. The Gro says like this. We know that the Arba Mitzvot Bezdin. Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, V'Chenek. Says the Gro that's Keneged the Shasai Yomim, Shin Samechei 365, and the 6 hours. Shin is Keneged Sreifa, Samech Keneged Skila, He is Keneged Herek, and Vov is Keneged Chenek, because Vechenek. And he says that's the plot. Hashem Hakshiva, Hashem Slocha, Hashem Asev Al Dachar. So he says that Keneged, the three of them, or the three, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Vechenek, Vaaseh, is the Vov which keneged the Chenek. In fact, the Gro, why is the Vov keneged the Chenek? Chenek should be Ches, but it's always Vov. It's the 6th hour in the Pasuk, Vaaseh. He says, you know why? What's the most common Misa? What's the most common punishment in the Torah? If the Torah doesn't say anything, what's the punishment? The punishment is strangling, is Chenek. But Chenek is the only Misa that's not written in the Torah. It's only Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says, since it's only Torah Shebaal Peh, it's Keneged the Vov, and that's why Chenek is mentioned Keneged the Vov, always Keneged the Vov. And the question is why? What does it have to do because Torah Shebaal Peh is Keneged the Vov? So to answer the questions, why is Yosef such a thing that he was a Zohar and a Kevo, the son of Leah that becomes born by Rachel? Question number one. Why Leah and Rachel are so different between the two? And why is that Dafka, the only Misa the Rabbonan, is Chenek, which is the most common one, and represented by the letter Vav, and why Chanukah and Yosef have such a kesher that the Pasuk here mentions to 2025, which is Keneged Chanukah. To answer all of this, I think we have to use the Gro in the end of Safra Tznitzu. You know, the Zohar is written as a circle, right? And the Zohar has a core of the Zohar. The core of the Zohar is called Safra Tznitzu, so the Book of Secrets, which sits in Parshas Truma in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Inside of the Zohar, which is written in the Parshas, in Parshas Truma, there's another book called the Book of Secrets, Safra Tznitzu. And the Gro wrote a portion of Safra Tznitzu. And at the end of Safra Tznitzu is the Likutim. And the Likutim there explains the difference between Leah and Rachel. It says Leah and Rachel are fundamentally different. Leah is Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, as the females, as we spoke so many times, the females are the ones who recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we are the receivers, like the female is the receiver from the male, and we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two forms of recognition. One form of recognition is that you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your own from the world of physical. You realize that the world runs with Hashgacha, and in the world of physical, you recognize Hashem. The other one is you recognize Hashem because Hashem appears to you. That's the Anhoga Me'al HaTeva. So that's the difference between Rachel and Leah. Rachel is keneged anhog in the teva. I always say that. That's keneged Yosef. Yosef, when he goes to Mitzrayim, what does he do? He becomes the viceroy of Mitzrayim. And he always uses the Shem. What Shem Shamayim does Yoz use? Esay Loikim, esay Aniore. By Loikim, Yanes Shloim Paro. Loikim is the big matria teva. Yosef is the one that's makira kudosh bochu betoich teva. That's the queen of Rachel. That's why the way. The Groh says that we live today in the generation of Mashiach ben Yosef. Why? Because it's the world that technology is moving very much forward, and we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch HaTeva. Mashenkin Leah, she recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he appears to her. Like Yehuda. Yehuda, where does he go? He goes to Ben Yeshiva. Right? He opens a yeshiva in Goshna. He opens a yeshiva. He is the one that recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he appears to him. He learns Torah, he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always tell that the Rambam says, Ketzado Haveo, how do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You call love HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Priya or from the Torah, which is connected to Birchus Krishma, right? Because Krishma, first and before, V'Avtes Hashem Elokecha, you see the broch of Yoitzeror and Havasoylam. Yoitzeror is connected to Priya, and Havasoylam is connected to Torah. One is connected Yosef, which is connected Bria, and the other one is connected, what you call it, is connected Yehuda, is connected Bnei Leah. Bnei Leah is the Anhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it comes to us. So Mimela comes out Givaldik, Rabbi Isai. This is the difference. That's why Lavan understood that Leah and Rochel are very different. That's why the Sheva Brochas have to be different. Because they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as females in very different ways. That's Anhogas Leah and that's Anhogas Rochel. But one thing you have to understand, Lemaise Lemaise, who comes first always? Always is Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef is the one who goes to Mitzrayim to open the gates, and then Yehuda comes. Mashiach ben Yosef comes. First you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch HaTeva, and then he comes from before HaTeva. That is the Anhoga Sa'olam. That's how happened in Mitzrayim. That's how happens everywhere. The Malchus Yisrael. Who is Malchus Yisrael? First Malchus Yosef, which is Shaul HaMelech from Binyamin, and then the second one is Yehuda. But in the Shoresh, is always Soif Ma'aseh B'machshav HaTchila. You always have to have Leah as the Shoresh. In other words, I always say like this, if you want to go work at the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and work, you have to start from a yeshiva. If you don't start from a yeshiva, you'll never be able to be matzliach. That's why Rochel is the one who is supposed to get married first, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that who gets married first? Leah. Because you can only function as Rochel if your Shoresh is Leah. So Leah is the Shoresh, and Leah is the end. That's why by Yosef, in the end, he's the son of Leah. He's born by Rochel, but his Shoresh, his DNA comes from Leah. Because to be able to be Makedash Kudosh Baruch Hu betoch HaTeva, you have to have the Anhog of Leah, of the Anhog Lemala min HaTeva beforehand. Because you can never do it. So that Anhog betoch HaTeva has to come always in a Shoresh Lemala min HaTeva. That's why Chazal say that Yosef was born from Rochel, but his Shoresh is from whom? Is Dafka from Leah. Rabbi Yisai, this is the idea that always when you have that Shoresh by this Hanukkah, Nes Chanukah is the koyach of Yosef. What's the koyach of Yosef? There is no nes min haShamayim. There is no nes min haShamayim. There is no nisim. This is anhoga b'toch haTeva mamish v'asarta giboyri b'yad chaloshim rabim b'yad mi'atim. This is the true anhoga of Yosef. That's why he says the Begala Mukes, Yosef is keneged the Maccabim. That's anhoga of Yosef. But where did they come, this Maccabim, from? They were all Kohanim. They're always from the Beis Medrash they came to fight. You can't go fight Stam. If you come from a Beis Medrash, from a Shoresh Leah, you can function as Rochel. And that's why Chazal understand that even though Yosef is noyeg like a male, he's a male, he's the one who takes initiative, in the end, in the Shoresh, he's a female. Female means he's a mekabel, he realizes that he has nothing of his own. Because the anhog of Yosef is that even though he acts as a male, his Shoresh is a female. That's why Chazal understood that mitchila he was an ekeva, that he then becomes a zohar. This anhog of, that's why this parsha is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a dream, which is the Shoresh, and we take the initiative to interpret the dream. That's why anhogas, all this pitoren is the anhog that we have here. Rabbi said that's anhog of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is that we take and we explain the world. We give the koyach haTorah, which is inside of us, to give meaning to this world. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is keneged the letter Vov. What's the letter Vov? Vov in Hebrew means a hook, means to connect to things. That's why Vov is a letter which is straight from the bottom to the top. It connects. That's why Vov is keneged what? Is keneged the neck. Why? Because the neck connects the head to the body. That's why Yosef is always connected in the head. What happens to Yosef when he meets Binyamin? He's bochal tzavorov. He cries on his neck. And Chazal say the neck is connected to Beis Hamikdash, that connects the world of spiritual to the world of physical. Because this idea of functioning like Yosef in this world is the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, the interpretation giving meaning. He takes the lea, which is in Yishoresh, and he applies to the world of physical. This is the idea of attaching the head to the body. It's connected the neck. That's why Chazal say the mitas chenek, when you get choked, that the head doesn't connect to the body anymore, is connected to the Shebaal Peh, which is connected to the Kula, says the Groy, is connected to the Vov, because the Vov is the idea of chenek. And I think that this is the message. We live in the generation of Yosef. That's why Hanukkah, interestingly enough, in Israel, just came out an article. You know how many people light candles Hanukkah in the Eretz Yisrael? I think it's 99% just came out. Okay. Hanukkah. They just sent on Twitter.
Celebrate
of Hanukkah. And there is a guy in the gym lighting. I said, this is the Nitzokhon of the Yevonim, because this avoida today is a void of Hanukkah. It's a void of Hanukkah that in the time of darkness we bring light. That's Yosef, that in Oilam Hazeh is Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to realize that this is the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we give interpretation to the world. We are the neck of the world. We connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the head, to the body. We connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world, which is the void of Yosef. But you have to realize that the void of Yosef is what he was. That in the end, he's a male. He does, but he realized that in essence, in a veinik, he's a female. He has to realize that even though you are Bnei Rochel, the only reason it works is because really you're Bnei Leah. The only reason you could succeed in Olam Hazeh, in the world of physical, is because you have a shortage of Torah that you learn. That's why I always say, you can't send a guy and expect him to be Matzliach in Olam Hazeh if he doesn't have Torah beforehand. If you have Torah beforehand, then you could be Matzliach, because the shortage of Yosef is indeed the shortage of Leah. That's why the Matisyahu Vebonov had to be Kohanim Gdolim. They had to be a Kohen Gadol can appreciate the Olam Hazeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu allows indeed to be Mesaken the Zer of Yosef. Use Hanukkah as the segue for that.